Now, did you use some of that as inspiration for
definitely wrote upcoming a couple songs on the train, just seeing the different, for sure. Got a couple different tunes.
Well, now that you're an old hat at traveling and seeing the country.
It just went by so fast. Yeah. Like, I'd really like to do it again and, you know, maybe book a bit more of a tour out of it. But, yeah, something about the mountains, they're just so spiritual or something. Like, they're, looking down at you. I just want you to write a song about them.
That's amazing. Amazing. What else have you been up to?
Well, you know, that was kind of the last thing I did before I took a little kind of break as far as, like, performing a bit. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get into the studio in September before the train. We had all the stuff lined up. It was going to fit perfect. Kind of record a most chunk of the record. Then I was going to go on the train. But I got laryngitis. Lost my voice. Never happened before. Like, totally blew her. Didn't even know if I was going to go on be able to do the train. Because I never performed that much in a row. And the train was like 3 45-minute sets every day. You know, no vocal mics because there's no room for any of that.
So you're just playing you and a guitar?
Just me and a guitar, And the train's loud, too. Really loud. So it was a pretty pretty big challenge. But other than that, you know, but we got in the studio last month. So we finally, you know, we're getting things rolling now.
Nice.
And no actual release date. But things are definitely trucking along now for
fantastic. Next week. Yeah. So, got another song lined up for us?
Definitely. This is a little tune. It's a little tune I wrote about. You had a Martin. You still have your Martin.
I still have it,
I think I've mentioned my grandfather. He's got a nice Martin guitar. And this is a song I wrote about his guitar. It's always been a thing. He says, once I kick the bucket, that guitar is going to be yours. And finally play a real guitar. He hates Gibson. Hates it. I was at a pretty big, it was a funeral this weekend. It was all, you know, everybody was quiet and stuff. He was sitting next to me. He looks over, he's like, should have brought a real guitar for you to play there, Cam. Gibson was sitting up there. Anyway, so this is just a little song about his Martin and how I don't want it just yet. One, two. I love the way the frets slide through his fingers. A true countryman strum one beat behind. A fair share of traveling banged up behind hotels and drinkers. Well, that old guitar has lived a long life. Grandpa, don't give me that guitar just yet. Just yet, you haven't played my last request. Well, year after year, that old Martin grows finer and wiser. But year after year, that old man falls one step behind. As he sings me a song from the past, he grins and tells a story. Then he'll ask me to pick him a song, cause his fingers are hurting. And I'll say, Grandpa, don't give me that guitar just yet. His last whiskey. He tells me, son, when I go, I can't take that old guitar with me. Like when I used to play
and say, you can sit on my knee. I hope you sing me a song from the past, and you'll think of me. Grandpa, come give me that guitar just yet. My last request. No, you haven't played my last request. No, you haven't played my last request.
Very nice.
Right on.
Cameron Nickerson in the Hot Country 103.5 studio for the Hot Discovery. Cameron, what do you got in the works now? What are you working on? Shows coming up.
Yeah. Shows, we're heading up to New Brunswick, February, to Parkendale Hall and Shepherd House. And we're there the first time with Blake over here. Blake, you can say hi if you want. This is Blake Johnson, everybody.
Good day, good day.
I went up there with Blake and Christine Campbell last year, probably close to around this time. I think it was March. And it was like literally one of the most beautiful cup places I've ever played. Cup, like, they're two old churches that just been turned into venues. And yeah, just a really good time. You're up in the woods pretty well. And so we're up there on February 28th and February 29th. And then after that, we're heading up to PEI in March for 7th and 8th at the Old Triangle, right? Never been there before.
Nice.
In Yarmouth to do a little St. Paddy's show somewhere in between there. Haven't announced that one yet, but haven't got anything in Halifax coming up, kind of like surrounding areas, but I don't, you know, nothing wrong with that, trying to gain fans everywhere. Yep. But just, you know, really trying to get this record polished up and finished and... start planning on some releases and, you know, start throwing out some songs here maybe in the late summer, spring, fall, around there, you know. So
It'll work its way out. We'll have to have you back in for
definitely,
that. For now, how can people get in touch with you?
Website, CameronNickerson.com. Just puts a couple dates on there last night. Facebook, Cameron Nickerson, you know, if you want to listen. I don't know if iTunes still, Apple Music, Spotify, all that stuff. You know, Cameron Nickerson, you should be able to find me.
You're out and about. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Blake, thanks for joining him.
Thanks for having
appreciate
me.
It.
Right on.